This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Dee Wallace, and you're listening to TV Confidential, baby.
Daydreamer, month of May, dreamer.
When it's Greg Erbar is with us for a bonus edition of our DVD and streaming report, and picking up the thread that we started in our first hour, Greg has one other family-friendly title to talk about this week.
The extras might be more for grown-ups, but the films themselves are for families who like something a little bit different but familiar. The Daydreamer, which is a little-known feature film made by Rankin Bass. This is when Rankin Bass was just getting started with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they got a deal with Embassy Films when it was run by Joseph E. Levine. Now, Joseph E. Levine at the time had not graduated up to the graduate or the producers or more prestigious films. He was making like Hercules movies and things like that. So his movies were low budget. But Joseph E. Levine expected Rankin Bass to deliver Mary Poppins on a budget that probably wouldn't wax the floor of Woolworth's. And he was not happy with it. However, what's cool about The Daydreamer is that it is very Rankin Bass, but also with live action sequences. And it tells the story of young Hans Christian Andersen, played by Paul O'Keefe from The Patty Duke Show, and his father, played by Jack Gilford, and the various demanding neighbors, one of them played by Margaret Hamilton, and their struggles of being poor and him being this daydreamer who's looking for something better. And he starts searching for the Garden of Paradise, which is a Hans Christian Andersen story. And somehow or other, he falls asleep and his dreams are done in the stop motion and a magic process. It tells three extended stories. Thumbelina with Patty Duke and Boris Karloff as the mouse and Sessue Hayakawa as the mole. And a great song called Isn't It Cozy that, you know, once you start singing it, it's like when somebody says cozy, we'll go into it. Isn't it cozy? There's also the story of the Little Mermaid with Haley Mills as the Little Mermaid and Burl Ives as King Neptune and Tallulah Bankhead as the Sea Witch. And that's a little bit more faithful to the original than the Disney one, mostly because it's inside of a film that's, you know, a frame film. Because I won't spoil anything if you haven't read The Little Mermaid, but it has a bittersweet ending. And then the Garden of Paradise sequence at the end where he actually finds it. And I won't give away. Oh, Cyril Richard plays the Sandman who sort of guides him along the way. What makes The Daydreamer a wonderful film, besides the fact that if you love Rankin Bass and you haven't seen it, you probably should because you missed out something super cool, is that the musical score was by Maury Laws and Jules Bass, and they wrote the scores for many of their specials. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Little Drummer Boy. It's got a great score that sounds very classic Rankin Bass. It has a lot of ambition to it without the budget. So you can see where they were trying to figure out how we're going to pull this off and otherwise how they did. It's a very, and what's interesting is one of the ways they got around shooting because Andersen lived in Denmark, they actually shot the scenes of the village at the New York World's Fair in the Denmark pavilion. So that was kind of clever. So it was the stuff that was live action was shot in New York where they're located. And the music was recorded in London and the animation was done in Japan. So it's truly an international production. And it looks really nice on Blu-ray, because when I first saw it, it was on a local channel, and, you know, it was kind of pinkish in the color. And you can't do justice to this kind of detailed animation without that. Ray Bolger is also on screen, and he plays the Pie Man, and then he's an animated Pie Man in the films. Because like Dorothy, you sometimes see some of the live characters in his animated Daydream.
The Daydreamer, 1966 feature film produced by Rankin-Bass, that in many ways serves as a precursor to their highly successful television specials of the 1970s. The Daydreamer, available now on Blu-ray from our friends at Kino Lorber. You can enjoy Greg Airbar's standalone podcast, The Fantastic World of Hannah and Barbara, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. Ed Robertson, Matt Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.